There's a very unique halacha regarding the menorah on Hanukkah. The Gemara says, Haroyim Avarach. If someone is away from home, he's traveling, and he doesn't have the ability to light the menorah. And now he passes by a house, and he sees the candles that are lit from someone else's menorah. He recites the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lavaseinu. And this is very strange. We don't find this halacha anywhere else. When I see someone putting on tefillin, or taking a lulav, or eating matzah on Pesach, I don't make a bracha. Only on Hanukkah do we make a bracha when seeing someone else doing a mitzvah. So why the difference? So the Kedushas Levi says that Hanukkah is the yontav of seeing. The different me'adim correspond to our different senses. On Purim, our hearing is heightened as we listen to the Megillah. On Pesach, our sense of taste is sharpened when we eat the matzah and the maror. On Hanukkah, he says, we evaluate our sense of sight, testing how well we see. Therefore, the halacha is haroyim avarach. Even when we only see a menorah, we can already make the bracha sha'asa nisim lavaseinu. In the morning by the Bechas HaShachar, we recite two brachas that are very similar. We say, Baruch at Hashem pakeach evrim, and then we say, Amar v'sheinu me'enai. Both brachas seem to be praising Hashem for our ability to see. So what is the difference between them? And Rav Schwab says something very profound. Every morning, we not only thank Hashem Amar v'sheinu me'enai for restoring our physical eyesight, but also pakeach evrim, for removing the spiritual blindness that clouds our perception. So now, we can envision things. We are now able to perceive things happening to us in the future. And perhaps on Hanukkah, when our sense of sight intensifies, it's not just our physical sight that becomes sharper, but also our vision. Meaning, our ambitions, our aspirations, our objectives also become intensified and elevated. On Hanukkah, we gain a clearer perspective on what truly matters in our lives, enabling us to set meaningful goals and strive to achieve them throughout the year. There's a fascinating story told about the Panovicharov. The story goes back to the 1940s. Two yeshiva bacharim went to Bnei Barak to visit the Chazon Ish. And from a distance, they see, from the top of a hill, a lantern swinging back and forth. It looked a little strange, so they decided to investigate. They run up the hill to check it out. They get to the top, and they can't believe their eyes. Standing there is none other than the Panovicharov himself. He's standing on top of the mountain, holding a lantern and looking around. The boys approach him. Panovicharov, are you looking for something? Perhaps we can help you find it. And he tells the boys, I'm not looking for something, I'm looking at something. And the boys look around, and all they see is earth and stones. So they ask them, Rabbi, we don't see anything, what are you looking at? And the Panovicharov tells the boys, look straight ahead. You don't see a besmedish over there that will house 600 yeshiva boys? And to the right of it, you don't see a beautiful dining room which will allow the boys to eat there but they're covered so they don't have to embarrass themselves going into town to find meals? And to the left of that, you don't see a dormitory with beautiful beds and furniture so the boys can rest and be rejuvenated to learn the next day with menucha? And the boys were thinking, Oy Nebuch, the Rav went through so much during the Holocaust that he has tragically entered into a world of delusion. And they left feeling very sad for him. A few years later, when the Panovich Yeshiva was built with all its splendor and glory, one of those boys, now a married man, went over to visit the Yeshiva. And he approaches the Panovich Rav and he asks him, Panovich Rav, do you remember me from the top of the mountain? And he looked at him and he said, of course I remember you. And he proceeded to give him a tour of the magnificent building. He showed him the Beis Medrash and his farm room. Then he took him into the dining room, and then to the dorm, and he showed him around, and he said, look how beautiful we decorated each room. After 20 minutes on the tour, and the man tells Panovicharov, Rebbe, please stop, I don't have any money to give you. You're wasting your time. I'm not in a position to give you a check for the yeshiva. And the Panovicharov's face turned pale. He tells him, do you think I showed you around because I want your money? The reason I wanted to show you the building today is because I remember your face when we were standing on top of the mountain, how you and your friend looked at me when I told you about my vision for the yeshiva. And you must have thought to yourself, this old man has lost his mind. How can he at this age think that he can accomplish so much? And I can't blame you for thinking this way, but I want to tell you something. If a person puts his heart and soul into something and yearns to accomplish for the honor of Hashem, no matter how implausible it may seem, Hashem will help him make it happen. And that is why I wanted to demonstrate to you today by showing you this magnificent building. talking about having the proper perspective. From that vision, the world of Panovich with tens of thousands of Tamidim were created. Haroya, if you have the proper vision, the proper attitude and perspective, you want to accomplish something for Kvod Shemayim, Mevarach, you will be blessed. Hashem will help it come to fruition. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.